15,000 journalists are covering the Democratic convention, from the large broadcast networks down to lone web bloggers. NPR commentator John Ridley discovered it was no easy task finding one network in particular, the Arab language satellite television channel Al Jazeera.
You'd think trying to have a sit-down with the most controversial news organization at the Democratic convention would be easy as, oh, finding Britney Spears hanging out around a Vegas wedding chapel. But while some news powerhouses like the Fresno Bee and the Bud Beck Show got prime listing in the media guides, there was literally no sign of Al Jazeera. I tried to get pointed in the right direction by a reporter from MTV News who I agreed to refer to only as some chick.
We're trying to find Al Jazeera. Do you know where Al Jazeera is?
Well, their banner got... I really don't know.
Are you going to say something provocative? And then
no,
all of a
I won't.
Okay.
Something's going on with Al Jazeera's banner? Clearly, some chick was trying to keep me from glomming onto her story. But like any good public radio commentator, I've got my own sources.
They took down the banner.
Sam Cedar's a commentator with Radio's Air America.
They didn't want to somehow associate Kerry with Al Jazeera, I guess.
So is this banner thing about logistics, perceived propaganda? Around the Fleet Center, people had more theories than Courtney Love's got subpoenas. Now, Bonnie, who works with CNN, thinks maybe the banner was the victim of reporters with sticky fingers looking for anything with an Al Jazeera logo.
I can tell you that within the news media, it's the most popular souvenir here. Everybody wants one.
Finally, I caught up with Stephanie Thomas, the media affairs director for Al Jazeera, who gave me the straight science on SignGate.
It was not stolen. It was removed because it didn't fit the aesthetic look of the John Kerry campaign. So when the wide shot pulled out, you saw the sign, which was approved.
Yeah, well, it wasn't approved by the people keeping track of those annoying swing voters. Swing voters. What's really got Stephanie isn't the deal with the sign, it's that the sign is getting more play than Al Jazeera.
What we deserve attention for is covering the news, covering the Democratic National Convention, because we've been covering the electoral process since January.
Al Jazeera is doing more than 15 hours a day of broadcasting, which is about 12 hours a day more than the major broadcast networks, and it reaches 45 million viewers. But still, Al Jazeera can't get no love.
Some people just, as soon as you see Al Jazeera, they want to run, you know, 2 million miles away from you.
Al Jazeera's chief correspondent, Mohammed Alami, thinks the Dems taking down the sign wasn't just bad cosmetics, it was bad politics.
Part of the problems of the United States in the Middle East is a war of ideas. And I cannot understand why some officials are afraid to be on Al Jazeera to explain. I mean, America is very good and fair at the end of the day if you can explain it fairly and correctly.
So Al Jazeera's sign's not the story. The story is, from their perspective, Al Jazeera's just trying to get out the news like any other media organization. By the way, I found the banner and I'm flying it back to L.A. Take that, CNN.
Commentator John Ridley is a Hollywood writer and director and author of A Conversation with the Man.